So, Mr. Rick Sloan.
Hello, and how are you?
Good. Say, why don't you explain to the good folks exactly what...
Good! May I just say how nice it is to meet you all. My accommodations are just lovely, and everyone's been so nice. Rarely have I been treated...
Can we just please talk about your film?
Certainly. My film, yes.
Yes. Okay, right. When you came up with the idea for Hobgoblins, were you high on crack? Say yes.
Yes. I had been doing quite a bit of crack that day, as I recall.
Yes. Good. That helps me understand, if just a bit. Now, another question I'm sure everyone who has seen the movie Hobgoblins has on their lips. And forgive me if I don't phrase this in just the right way. Are you, in fact, a total idiot? Say yes.
Yes, I am an idiot. That is correct. How penetratingly intelligent of you to notice.
You know, Servo, I couldn't help but notice.
Stay out of it, Nelson.
Okay, right.
Now, director of this film, Mr. Rick Sloan, another question that I've been asked to put to you by the legions who have enjoyed your film Hobgoblins. Did someone open up your skull and carefully replace your brains with rat droppings? Say yes.
Yeah, I'm on it.
Yes. Once again, your insight is quite correct. I was home one night, before the filming of my hit film Hobgoblins, when I received an unsolicited call suggesting I try their service, wherein they replaced my brains with rat droppings. It was a good deal, so I said yes.
Good. Another mystery solved. Well, thank you for your time.
Actually, Servo, I think you have time for another question.
Oh, really? I wasn't really prepared. Rick, how are you then?
As I stated before, I'm good, thank you.
Good. So, Rick Sloan. Good. Do you have any hobbies at all?
Nope.
Really? No hobbies?
None.
Okay, no, you're off the hook. We gotta get out of here.
Thank you. Bye, Rick.